This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Or not. We want our money in the heartland. People are upset. And of course they're upset because of the economy and the pandemic and the nightmare effect it has had on so many people. I had somebody say to me today, well, it's just $1,200. $1,200 when people are in a nightmare situation that could buy medicine, food, pay a couple of bills. And remember, some of that also stretched to unemployment where there was $600 a week more. So people could definitely live on that with what they were getting on unemployment. But all of that was washed away and there was supposed to be that second wave of a stimulus. I've been talking about this a lot on the show. And here's a little bit of Nancy Pelosi and what she had to say about the stimulus.
That Joe Biden will be elected president on Tuesday, whatever the end count is, but on the election that occurs on Tuesday, he will be elected. On January 20th, he will be inaugurated president of the United States. So while we don't want to be overconfident or assume anything, we have to be ready for how we are going to go down a different path. We've come to a fork in the road when it comes to the coronavirus. The president has taken us on a deadly path. The HEROES Act takes us on a scientific path to help save the lives, the livelihood, and the lives of the American people. So
Bottom line,
to see how many
Thank you, Nancy. Thank you. Yeah, we don't need to hear any more about that. We just know that there is no stimulus coming your way. I got a ton of email from you, so I wanted to get to the root of it at the start of the show. So many thinking, but wait a second, just 7 weeks ago, didn't it seem like this was going to be a layup? Forget about it. It's in the rearview mirror for now. We're too close to the election, so clearly that's not happening. Now it's about moving forward, crushing this virus in 2021. Can you believe it? For many of us who thought at least we'd save part of 2020, you know, now we have just a couple of months. It seems like it's more than 3 months, but it seems like it's been years to get through 2020 and then get into 2021. And what is that going to look like? One of the things Nancy Pelosi said there, and the emphasis was Joe Biden's going to make it better. Joe Biden's going to clear this up. Just wait and see what happens. Then there's the election, and then there's the inauguration. So that's what we are waiting for. And then it'll basically fall into place. So my question to you is, do you believe that? Send me your thoughts. We're doing an unofficial poll. And that address is kate@katedelaneyradio.com. kate@katedelaneyradio.com. All right, so the race for the vote is on, and the crazy amount of people who have voted early. What does that mean when you look at the potential for, could it really be that 100 million people will vote early? Well, the answer is we're getting close to that number. If you had said that to me, I would have said, you're crazy. But 81 million plus have already voted. 81 million plus. Can you believe it? The virus is surging, and the people who are out there like a tsunami of voters to get their sticker, the I voted sticker, the hottest thing around, is just as big. It's like a wave. It is like a wave. And speaking of the virus, 91,000 virus cases a day. So the number has significantly shot up. I mean, when you look at the overall deaths in the U.S., that's different from the cases, but deaths, 229,000 cases, over 9.2 million. For our friends listening in other nooks and crannies of the world, in the UK, in Australia, in Wales, in Ireland, in Brazil, and thank you for that and for that support. But deaths, 1.18 million, wrap in the U.S. as the biggest total. And then that's of total cases, 44.9 million. Wow, what a show we have coming up for you. We're going to take you to a couple of different places, trust me, including talking about revelations, because this is what so many are saying. Well, this is it. This is the end. This is the end. We're seeing the signs, and this is why, this is what's happened in 2020. Look around. If I had a dollar for every time somebody told me that, I would be a wealthy woman. That song, Money, Money, Money. Yeah, I would have the money. I would hand it out because I would be thick with the do-re-mi. Seriously. From the people that have emailed the show, from people who have talked to me, from so many conversations I've had. And, you know, those conversations were building up already. So we're going to chat with Jerry Hirt at the end of this hour. And he's written a book with a completely different look at Revelations. And we'll explain when we get to the tail end of this hour. Also, coming up, we're going to wrap in your thoughts in the mailbag, some of them having to do with what I just said, and that is the stimulus, wondering if this was going to happen right before the election. And the answer is, as I already said, no, it's not going to happen. And Nancy Pelosi is pushing for wait until Joe Biden gets in. Plus, Zeta really packed a punch. 2 million without power and at least 2 dead after it slammed into the Gulf Coast, the 5th tropical system to make landfall in Louisiana this year. We have lots of listeners in the great state of Louisiana. Hang on, everybody. We're coming back on the flip side.
A pain in the neck.
Ugh.
A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs. You now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay Wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass pasture cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Love it.
You have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
I got a lot of interesting emails, so I kind of stacked them up in different piles, and I thought I'd pull a little from this and a little of that, so let's just jump right on it. This one is from Jonesy, who says, "Kate, stimulus, stimulus, please, I need to be stimulated if you know what I mean. I've been waiting on this extra $1,200. Where is it? And I have friends who didn't get it the first time around." Well, your friends that are eligible should have gotten it. I'm going to tell you about that in a second. But this is not happening right now. The second wave, if you want to call it, it seems like everything's a wave, right? The second dip into that, the CARES Act, and all that didn't happen. It didn't pass. But the first one did. And for some reason, with the IRS, there were some that didn't apply, didn't take the extra steps, or thought they were going to get it in the mail, and they just didn't get it in the mail. So this is it. The money's still there for you. If you made less than $75,000, or if you're married and you made just under $150,000, then you would get, for each person, $1,200. So just remember that number. If you're a solo flyer, $1,200. I guess if you're a couple, that'd be $2,400 and $500 for a dependent child, for each child. So you just go to the website. Just go to the website. Go to irs.gov and follow the green road to the money by clicking on, it'll say COVID relief, and that's it. And just punch it in. And it explains what you need. It says, in fact, the heading is, "Get My Payment." They had a tool set up because there was so much confusion on that. And just go there, and then it'll tell you also about your stimulus payments. So it should get to you, and you could get it right into your bank account, or you could get a check. And the IRS is saying that the majority of people just didn't take any action to get their stimulus check. So for goodness sake, anyone listening to me, just do that, right? Get my payment and just follow that. And it should be very, very simple to do. I'm glad you threw that out to us because I've had that question from a few people. All right. This one is from Jerry, and Jerry too had something about the stimulus. And he says, Kate, I just don't understand it. These politicians, I don't care who they are, they seem to be out of touch with the reality of what people are going through with their personal economic woes. So many people I know got laid off or just flat out, you know, furloughed and not brought back or whatever the circumstances were with their job. Many of them professionals, also some friends that I had that were in the trades that had great reputations. It's just the fact that the pandemic strangled the cash off. And even if they've applied for things, we're in a pandemic and it's impossible to get some of the jobs that you would normally have gotten. So why in the H didn't the Republicans and the Democrats come together and make this happen? Because they were so far apart on their number that there was no budging. So even the president, remember, he was going to go, I say rogue, he was going to go rogue and just offer up separate money. Like, let's just do it this way. And the president was pushing for Congress to approve more stimulus checks, but it no. So both sides have shown support, but it's tricky because they were looking at different numbers. So the standalone legislation that the president called for, the $25 billion, would have helped the airline industry, and then then more, $135 billion for paycheck protection program loans to small businesses, but that didn't happen, and the negotiations to have that second round of checks broke off. So I think we're pretty clear on that now at this point, right? It's not happening because the headbutting was just too much. Now watch, I say that, and then we'll find in the next couple of days some miracle happens. But I don't think so. Not from everything that I've seen and my conversations with a couple of people on the Hill. All right, here's one from Nate, who says, not our Nate, by the way, Nate, more common name than you think, Nate in Washington says, Kate, all these cases scare the bejesus out of me. I have a young family. Luckily, my family members and myself, we don't have any pre-existing conditions like diabetes or being overweight or any of the things that could hurt you with COVID. But I'm seeing people that I thought would never go down with COVID tip over. So it's scary to see the hospitalizations, especially that my friends in Wisconsin, because they're running out of everything. So just when you think you're going to bounce back, it all takes you in a different direction. But at least they have rapid testing. I know that in our pharmacy that we go to, they've got rapid testing. And I think around the country, the same thing is happening. Isn't that right? It is right. I think there's more places that are doing that. I know CVS is saying they're adding more testing sites and in like 22 states. And I noticed the other day when I was at the grocery store, I kept hearing this. It seemed like it was on a loop, talking about that it's fast, it's easy, it's not like the other COVID tests. You can get your COVID test today. So they were having the rapid testing too. Because look what's going on. Boeing's cutting more jobs because they're bleeding money during the pandemic. They're saying they're going to cut about 130,000 by the end of next year. And then the fears of the pandemic, the number rising and realizing that people aren't going to travel or contracts are going to be stalled or iced. And when you say more than 8.8 million cases and the amount of deaths, you know, over 227,000 plus deaths, the global totals I told you, well, you know, and then what the outbreaks are from state to state, it's those rippling effects on everything and what it's doing to local economies, what it's doing as far as just purely from what he was talking about, purely from the other side of it, the health side of it. Yeah. All right. Let's jam on another one. This one comes to us from Chris. And Chris says, I heard you, Kate, on one of the shows talk about the fact that already so many people had done all this holiday shopping. Where are they getting the time and the money to spend money on the holidays? I agree with you. I think I heard you say, for goodness sake, if you're bleeding money, why would you take on more debt for Christmas presents? Even if you wanted to make someone happy and send them something, isn't there a cheaper way to do that? Well, that's kind of what I said. I didn't say wasn't there a cheaper way to do it, but I said, when we're talking about this massive debt that people are accruing just to get through the pandemic, you know, how about an IOU if you normally have like this just huge list of people you send really nice gifts to? And we're just doing something simple, I guess. I think I was, that's why I said that on the air, so I'm glad you picked that up. You're obviously listening. I was kind of stunned by that. If you have friends or family members who don't understand, and especially knowing whatever your personal situations are, if they don't understand, they're not getting whatever they normally would get, you know, the $80 wine pack from wherever, then there's something wrong with that picture, right? Something is very wrong, I would say, because it doesn't matter. I mean, it's about survival, and it's about helping your friends and family. And if it's not there, it's okay. Just take a breath. All right, I said something about this, and I got this one from Joan. Kate, I've never emailed the show before. I listen. I'm one of those people in Louisiana. We love that you shout out to us. Boy, give us a virtual hug, if you will, because it's been rough with Zeta all over the place. There is flooding, buildings destroyed, and New Orleans got wrecked. I mean, New Orleans got hit pretty bad, and high winds, really, really nasty, nasty stuff. People are in that cleanup mode. So, yeah, unfortunately, Zeta was nasty. Yeah, I saw a lot of trees that were down right in the middle of downtown New Orleans, and I saw one that went through a house. And yep, here's your virtual hug. I understand. Meet you on the flip side.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden was in Florida today, as was President Trump. The former vice president held a drive-through rally in Coconut Creek. He told those in the socially distanced crowd that the Sunshine State is key to winning the White House.
Ladies and gentlemen, the heart and soul of this country is at stake right here in Florida. is up to you. You hold the key. If Florida goes blue, it's over.
While Biden was in South Florida, Trump was on the state's west coast in Tampa. He packed thousands of mostly maskless supporters into a football stadium. With less than a week left, both candidates are delivering their closing arguments for why they should be president. As the campaigns are in Florida, another poll gives the edge to Biden. This time it's a new Hill-Harris poll that says the Democrat leads 50-47%. This is USA Radio News. A man used a knife to attack people at the Notre Dame Basilica in Nice, France, killing three people. Authorities say several others were injured. A suspect is in custody. Local media report that two people were killed inside the church and another died outside the basilica. French President Emmanuel Macron has mobilized thousands of soldiers in response to the threat of terrorism. Britain's Labour Party has suspended its former leader, Jeremy Corbyn, over his response to a watchdog report on persistent anti-Semitism during his five-year reign. Corbyn's ouster from a party he led in the last two national elections mark him as a near outcast for now. Jewish leaders, including lawmakers within the Labour Party, have accused the party rank and file of using anti-Semitic language on social media and in party meetings for years, including smears against Jews at large and anti-Israel and anti-Zionist rhetoric, often veering into outright anti-Semitism. At the close on Wall Street Thursday, the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ were all up, and you are listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Boy, I really like having our next guest come on the show with us. Andy Berger survived 17 years of sex trafficking. We've talked to her about that, and we've talked to her about Beulah's Place, which is a nonprofit that she created and her husband in Central Oregon. And wow, the stories that we heard from her about some of these young people and then what it's been like for her to be able to be in the thick of that. And you see what's happening in our world, sadly, with human trafficking. And when you have an election and there's been a lot of lobbying for getting, lobbying meaning people that have been on the Hill pushing for, come on, let's do something more with about human trafficking. It's scary when you have all this fluctuation, politically speaking, and a major election. And what does it mean if the president stays in? And what does it mean if Joe Biden wins? Andy, thank you so much for, as always, coming on the show.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be there.
I mean, we know this next week is a big week, and we've seen all the early voting. So let's talk about it from the point of view of what happens in the future if the president stays in, and the new Office of Human Trafficking. What happens after the election if he's in? Is it just okay, move forward and just keep trying to amplify the needs and whatnot?
Well, if he is in, yes, definitely. I mean, just think about it. In the last 3.5 years, 9 pieces of bipartisan legislation, you know, have been signed regarding anti-trafficking measures and what to do. And now that DHS has launched this new center for a cooperative, countering of human trafficking, it can only get better for those of us fighting for victims and worse for predators. You know, the flip side, of course, is if that doesn't happen, then who will carry the flag? Who will keep this going?
Yeah. And so that's the thing. So then you, if you do have a changing of the guard, then hopefully it continues if Joe Biden gets in, but it is where the money goes and where the eyeballs are and all of that. And especially if there's cutting of funds because of what's happening with the pandemic, right?
Yes, I would say that was right. I'm not an expert on that, but yes, because when you think about it, when you look back, you know, who did you ever hear talking about anti-trafficking measures, even from the presidential candidates? You know, who made any significant comment or showed any significant, you know, concern or regard for what is going to become the number one illegal enterprise in the U.S. if we don't get a better handle on it? So, you know, I don't know who would step up and be that driving force if the guard changes. So, you know, hopefully we continue to pursue the strictest penalties, you know, like with Keith Raniere and Nexium, you know, 120 years probably isn't enough, but it's better than nothing, right?
Yeah, I agree. And then it highlights, you don't know the things that are happening out there, and you do because you're in the thick of it. You saw what happened with you. You and your husband did something tremendous to help lots and lots of young people, and you're raising more awareness of it. And I think, you know, if you had asked me this 17 years ago, 15 years ago, I wouldn't have realized how bad it is other than me getting involved in realizing and that it's happening right under our noses in our suburbs, isn't it?
Absolutely. The thing about human trafficking, it is not a political issue. It's not a religious issue. It's not a gender issue. It is a human issue at its core. We are talking about living, breathing human beings. And the director of the U.S. Marshals recently said, in the United States alone, right now, today, every 40 seconds, a child is abducted. And a majority of those will end up in some form of child sex trafficking or other forms of human trafficking. And that's a lot of kids. And when we say child, we're saying 18 and under. Every 40 seconds.
Oh, wow, that really hammers it home. How about what's happened with Ghislaine Maxwell and the deposition that was finally made public? And she was the close pal of Jeffrey Epstein, who is no more because allegedly he killed himself in prison, and he did. He died in prison, so we never went through the big trial with Epstein, and I felt so bad for all of the people that he allegedly abused, but clearly I've talked to some lawyers and I've seen it, and it's shocking some of what happened, and I think a lot of people know the horrid stories. And she was in the thick of it. She's saying no, she wasn't, and she's trying to distance herself from this. What are your thoughts about it?
Well, you know, from my perspective, my seat on the bus, you know, Maxwell claims to have little or no memory of almost anything in that deposition. She was so evasive. And whether it was regarding Epstein, her relationship with him, and or the alleged illegal trafficking activities. However, she did happen to remember the address to the mansion where she hid out. She did remember receiving six figures income for some kind of employment services with Epstein, and she did remember that she needed to be extremely loyal to him, but she couldn't remember what happened in her own home, you know, when they had some of these, let's just say, meetups or gatherings. So it seems like she has selective memory issues when it comes to the depraved, you know, activity of the innocent. So she is growing, she is part of the growing ranks, unfortunately, Kate, of female predators, just like Allison Mack, you know, from the television series Smallwood. Females are gaining ground to, you know, in a manner of speaking, because they look kinder, they're compassionate, they have that maternal, you know, kind of feeling. So if there's a young girl out there who looks at a Ghislaine Maxwell or an Allison Mack, hey, they're good-looking women, they're professional, they're successful, I want to be like them, right? And predators, they target victims like that. They gain their trust, they feel the need for that potential victim, and then they isolate them and usually end up making some kind of sexual contact with that potential victim, and then they maintain control. And that's how it happens.
Yeah, and it's such a bait and switch, and you're trapping. You know, you've got, and that's what I think she did. She was the hunter in part yep. of this, and she, like you said, you know, you had vulnerable young women, and she was there to swoop them up. And it's very sad, the stories that you hear, and if someone deserves their comeuppance for the atrocious things that happened, I would say it's her. We'll see where all this goes. But I think there is a big push to make sure that justice is served here.
I hope so, and I hope it goes all the way through. And I'm sure there are people that don't want her to speak out, so there's also that potential factor. But, you know, from my experience as a survivor of child sex trafficking, like you mentioned, these predators rely on other people to cover up the activities that they suspect or directly know about. They count on others to remain silent in exchange for some kind of reward. Maybe it's financial or social status, something like that. And even to assist in the activities, if the others are so inclined. And so, you know, with this situation, the evasiveness, she's keeping quiet, which, you know, I guess it's understandable from her perspective. But on the other hand, they outed the minor victims and they redacted the names of all the adults involved. You know, how does that happen? How does somebody allow that to happen and re-victimize the ones that have already been traumatized?
Yeah. And you're seeing, you know, you're there in Central Oregon, Beulah's place. Are you seeing, you know, more and more need for places like yours?
Absolutely. And with the different states, the different governors, the different, you know, ordinances, for example, you know, the community center I was in process of opening cannot be open per our governor because it's considered a youth club. So now there's not a place for these young people to at least go to say, I need help or counseling or food or whatever. So we are literally on the street. I just rescued a girl who was in and out of her car living in it for the last 5.5 months. She's working two part-time jobs, but there's no housing. There's no place to put her because no one wants to take in a teen off the street. A lot of people don't even want to take in their own family, you know, because of the COVID scare, things like that. So we actually have an increase. I read recently it was 40% increase in trafficking because of the lockdowns and COVID and all of the opportunity for predators to continue their business without anyone really noticing. And so we're finding that here, too, in every town. It happens in every town in every state. And even if people don't want to believe that, Kate, it doesn't mean it's not true because I see it every day.
Yeah, and you know, Andy Berger, just wow, what you keep giving back is tremendous. Keep doing what you're doing and spread the word. And thank you for joining us on the show.
Well, thank you for being part of the solution, Kate. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, a pleasure to talk to you too as well. So we look at the 10 states with the highest rates of human trafficking, and like I, my eyes were open, like I said to Andy, I didn't have any idea that, yes, I understand what human trafficking is and all of that, and had seen it, had covered it actually as a television reporter, but not in these little hamlets of these suburban areas, and especially how so many were getting trapped, as we were just describing there. But the top 10 states, Florida, where you've got 4.7 per 100,000 people human trafficking, Georgia, 3.88 per 100,000, Delaware, right around that same number, Ohio, Missouri, same numbers, close, very close. California, 3.77 per 100. Texas, 3.66 per 100. And then Michigan is up there, too, 3.62 per 100. Serious problem. Imagine if you had a teen daughter, even son, that got into this situation and you could not find them. Boy, that would be tough. End of times. And the interpretations, we're talking about it next. As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Wife Marsu have written a book called Thy Kingdom Come, reevaluating the historicist's interpretation of the revelation. And boy, a lot of people are talking about that right now, revelation. And his twist on this is so fascinating, and the research that they've done together to pull this together. So, Jerry, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
You're welcome, Karen.
Talk about why you wrote this book.
Well, it's years of studying, both me and my wife, we were bouncing a lot of these ideas and concepts about the interpretation of Revelation between each other, and particularly the historicist model. We came to the conclusion that this constant recapitulation that the traditional view of the book of Revelation maintains doesn't really reconcile the narration and the symbolism of the book with the history that they say it does. Our book, actually, it's the model of historicism, brings forth that the narration and the symbolism actually applies to more contemporary times, our times, and particularly the rise of Protestantism.
Yeah, so explain that a little bit more with this new interpretation and how, with the research, et cetera, you came to your own revelation about this.
Well, as I said, the traditional view has the seals or the four horsemen arising with historical events during the first century or the time soon after Christ, being judgments upon the Roman Empire and et cetera, and what was happening to the early church at that time. Our interpretation takes it more, the seals and the four horsemen, really into our time and the rise of historic Protestantism, in which the most infamous wars, death, and economic disruptions leading to famine are caused by the rise of Protestantism. We use the Hebraic calendar in its prophetic festivals and the progressive guidelines in the book itself to determine that the symbolism and narration of the four horsemen do fit our times more, because we do have in our times on the rise of Protestantism the most infamous wars, death, economic disruptions, and famine.
Yeah. For you in doing this, how long did it take for you to pull this together?
Well, our studying is more than 20 years on prophecy in the book of Revelation, and actually studying the other schools of thought too, like preterism and futurism, to come to our conclusions that that our model of the book of Revelation was actually reconciled to history more appropriately. It took us about another 10 years to actually focus in on what we specifically, our model is about, and within the last 10 to 15 years.
What kind of reaction have you gotten to your book?
Well, as like any new view or interpretation, it's met with controversy, and it's where this is our point is that the controversy we can deal with that and reconcile what we believe in more appropriately than the traditional view can.
Yeah, and when people read this, and having said that, what do you hope they take away from reading your book?
Well, what times we live in, because that's the whole object of prophecy, is to determine what times we live in. And prophecy is best understood after it's already been fulfilled. You can't determine what prophecies are being fulfilled in the future. And that's the thing that the traditionalist view don't understand, in particular with the trumpets and the seals. They're events in judgment, and they're looking at history as the commencement of judgment long before it should happen, in particularly a judgment on the church, because there is a judgment on the church according to the New Testament that must commence first before God judges the nations or those who oppose his gospel. This judgment is a trial that is occurring in a specific time, the time of the end, which is spoken about by the not only the book of Revelation, but the ancient prophets.
Yeah, wow. It's just in my mind, it just conjures up all of these images. What was the most surprising thing, I guess surprising, if that's the right word to use, that you uncovered? Because, I mean, 20 years, really, let's face it, that's what's gone into this. And then actually writing it, going through it. What you and Marsu did, I mean, you wrapped your arms around a lot of research. What was the most surprising thing that came out of your experiences and what you uncovered?
Well, it goes back to the time when we met and we were in the workforce, and we started realizing that what we had been taught in school about the Industrial Revolution was not completely true. It wasn't a complete boon to mankind. There was a lot of injustices that occurred, men, women, and children working and exploited. And though there's definitely boons and positive things to the increase of our wealth in society and the nations, nevertheless, though, it was at a cost. And that's what we weren't taught in school. And in researching this and developing our ideas, it came to our realization that these things that weren't taught to us are actually a greater understanding of what has happened in the past, and it fits well with the narration of those four horsemen and the symbolism.
Yeah, it does come back to that, and this has been what you've weaved into this conversation for sure. So people can go to Amazon and get your book, correct?
Right. They can go through my website, and then actually they'll take them to Amazon. My website is www.historicist.net, spelled HISTORICIST.net.
Perfect. Jerry, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dave.
All right, so that was fascinating. I mean, that all the research, like I said, that's why I said of all that research, you know, the things that you came across and coming up with that, and that book is a very, very thorough book. So thanks to Jerry. A lot of conversation surrounding it. A lot of conversation surrounding early voting, too, and as we get to the tail end of this hour, I'll tell you the figure, 81 million, I think I said it at the top, too, have already voted. And the forecast is we could see 65% of eligible voters voting in the end. Some, according to the polls, some of the states too close to call. Who knows which way this goes? Biden up in some polls and Biden behind Trump in others. It depends on the state, depends on the poll. And can you imagine, I was just thinking this today, if the president loses, it's something he's not used to, right? He's not used to losing. And I think that he's pressing a lot of flesh, hoping that they're, you know, that the people that went and voted for him last time, that there's going to be consistency there, and he's going to get those votes back again. But with the economy, with COVID, I mean, that rocked the ship hard in what was looking that like it could be a good year, because the economy is so much the report card of a president who wants two terms. If we go back in our history and we dig through that research, you see it every single time. That's exactly what happens, because when people are struggling, you know, that goes to, even if it's not their party, maybe wanting a change, because the struggle is real. And for so many people, the struggle is real, especially when you've got some lockdowns in the U.S., when you have more cases surging and you have more people being laid off from jobs. You know, in Texas, they had, in one of the cities, they had another lockdown, El Paso, which has just been crippled by it. A second lockdown because the local hospitals, and I lived in El Paso, so I know what that's like. El Paso had such a bad wave that, you know, essential businesses, grocery stores, schools, childcare centers, pharmacy, healthcare facilities are open, but everything else just shutting it down, and a 10 p.m. curfew to try to slow the spread of the virus in El Paso, Texas. On that note, thanks to all of you for listening to the show. You can always flip me your thoughts. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.